Welcome to Storylark Sleep Stories. Tonight, we're going to slow down and relax together. This story is called The Slow River. Take a deep breath, snuggle in, and listen.
The Slow River. High up in the branches of Grandpa Oak, a golden leaf named Goldie had spent all summer dancing in the warm breeze. She had watched the seasons change from her cozy spot, seeing spring flowers bloom and summer butterflies flutter by. Now, as autumn painted the world in sleepy colors, Goldie felt a gentle tug. "It's time," whispered Grandpa Oak in his deep, creaky voice. "Time for your adventure, little one." Goldie wasn't scared. She felt excited and drowsy all at once. The old tree's branches swayed softly, like a grandfather rocking a baby to sleep. "Where will I go?" Goldie asked with a yawn. "Follow the slow river," Grandpa Oak murmured. "It will show you the most peaceful places in the whole wide world." With the gentlest puff of evening wind, Goldie let go of her branch. She twirled once, twice, three times through the dusky air, golden and glowing like a tiny sunset. Down, down, down she drifted, light as a feather, soft as a dream. Splash! But it wasn't really a splash at all, more like a whisper. Goldie landed on the surface of the slow river with barely a ripple. The water was warm and gentle, like a liquid blanket that had been sitting by a cozy fireplace. "Welcome, little leaf," gurgled the river in a voice as soft as silk. "I'm River Whisper, and I'll carry you safely on your journey." The water was so clear that Goldie could see smooth pebbles sleeping on the bottom, and tiny fish with silver scales swimming in slow, dreamy circles. River Whisper moved so slowly that Goldie felt like she was floating on a cloud. "Where are we going?" Goldie asked, settling comfortably on the water's surface. "Through the most peaceful places you've ever seen," River Whisper replied, with a gentle chuckle. "Past sleeping meadows and quiet villages, past drowsy animals who will wish you sweet dreams." As they began to drift, Goldie felt wonderfully sleepy and safe. As River Whisper carried Goldie around the first gentle bend, they entered Sleepy Meadow. The grass was soft and silvery in the moonlight, and hundreds of flowers had closed their petals for the night.
"Shh," whispered the meadow grass. "Everyone's sleeping now." On the closed flower cups sat dozens of butterflies, their colorful wings folded like tiny blankets. There was Bella, the blue butterfly, resting on a sleeping daisy. Nearby, Oscar, the orange butterfly, dozed on a closed tulip, while little Penny, the purple butterfly, curled up on the shut buttercup. "Good evening, butterflies," Goldie whispered as she floated by. Without opening their eyes, the butterflies murmured back in sleepy voices. "Good night, Golden Leaf. Sweet dreams on your river ride." Even the fireflies were getting ready for bed, their lights blinking slower and slower, like tiny nightlights dimming. Bella yawned a butterfly yawn, so small you could barely see it. "The meadow always sleeps so peacefully," River Whisper murmured. "Can't
carrying Goldie gently forward. Around the next lazy curve, Goldie and River Whisper approached the village of Cozy Hollow. The little houses looked like they were tucked in for the night, with warm yellow light glowing softly through their windows. From each chimney rose gentle puffs of smoke that looked like sleepy clouds floating up to join the stars. "Those are the bedtime fires," River Whisper explained in a drowsy voice. "Each family is settling down for sweet dreams." The village was so quiet that Goldie could hear the soft tick-tock of the old clock tower, counting the peaceful moments. Mrs. Maple was closing her bakery shutters, while Mr. Willow put out his lantern at the bookshop. Little children's voices drifted from open windows as parents read bedtime stories. "Once upon a time," floated one gentle voice. "In a land far, far away," came another. The smoke from the chimneys curled and danced in the night air like sleepy question marks. "How cozy they all look," Goldie sighed contentedly, feeling drowsier with each gentle puff of chimney smoke. As they drifted past Cozy Hollow, River Whisper grew even slower and more gentle. "Listen," the river whispered. "Do you hear that?" From the cattails at the water's edge came a soft, rumbly sound. It was Freddy the Frog, sitting on his favorite lily pad. But Freddy wasn't making his usual loud ribbit sounds. Instead, he was letting out the tiniest, sleepiest ribbit yawn you ever did hear. "Good night, little golden leaf," Freddy mumbled, his eyes heavy with sleep. "Pleasant dreams on your river journey." His lily pad rocked gently back and forth like a green cradle. Other frogs nearby were already fast asleep, their throats making soft, musical snoring sounds. "Zzz, ribbit, zzz, ribbit," they hummed in harmony. Freddy's eyelids drooped lower and lower. "Tell everyone downstream good night for me," he yawned. With that, Freddy closed his sleepy eyes and settled down for the night. Even his lily pad seemed to sigh with contentment as it bobbed peacefully on the water. A little further downstream, where the water grew even more calm and dreamy, Goldie spotted something white and fluffy floating near the reedy shore. It was Duchess the Duck, but she wasn't swimming around like ducks usually do. Instead, she was drifting very slowly with her head tucked under her wing like a feathery pillow. "Oh my," Duchess mumbled sleepily when she noticed Goldie floating by. "What a lovely golden visitor." Her voice was muffled because her beak was buried in her soft white feathers. "I was just having the most wonderful dream about floating on clouds." She lifted her head for just a moment, showing her droopy, sleepy eyes. "Are you floating on clouds too, little leaf?" Duchess asked with a drowsy smile. "Something like that," Goldie replied softly. "River Whisper is like a liquid cloud." "How perfectly lovely," Duchess yawned, already tucking her head back under her wing. "Good night, dear. May your dreams be as soft as duck down." With tiny ripples, Duchess continued her own dreamy float. As River Whisper curved around a bend lined with drooping willow trees, the water became even more peaceful and slow. From a hollow log that stretched over the water came the sound of a tremendous yawn. Ah-ho! It was Oliver the Otter, and he was having the biggest, sleepiest yawn in the whole forest. "Excuse me," Oliver said politely, covering his mouth with a furry paw. "I've been playing in the water all day, and now I'm so wonderfully tired." His thick brown fur was still damp from his evening swim, and his whiskers twitched sleepily. "What a perfect night for floating," he observed, watching Goldie drift by. "The water feels just like a warm bath." Oliver stretched all four paws in the biggest, most satisfying stretch. "I think I'll take a little nap right here on my log," he yawned again. "Good night, Golden Leaf. Sweet dreams to you." Oliver curled up in a furry ball on his log, his tail wrapped around him like a cozy blanket. Soon, gentle otter snores drifted across the peaceful water. The moon had risen higher now, painting everything in soft silver light. River Whisper moved even more slowly, like honey flowing gently downhill. "Feel how calm everything is becoming," the river murmured in a voice that was barely a whisper. The banks were lined with tall, graceful reeds that swayed in the gentlest breeze, making a sound like a lullaby. Shush, shush, shush. Goldie felt herself growing more and more peaceful with each passing moment. The water was so still that she could see the moon's reflection perfectly, like a silver coin lying on the bottom of the river. Tiny water lilies had closed their white petals for the night, and even the smallest insects seemed to be settling down to sleep. A family of field mice peeked out from their burrow in the riverbank. "Good night, little leaf," squeaked Mama Mouse. "Sleep well," whispered Papa Mouse. "Pleasant dreams," chirped their three tiny babies in unison. Then they disappeared back into their cozy burrow, leaving only the gentle sound of the reeds singing their bedtime song. As they drifted deeper into the night, River Whisper became so slow and gentle that Goldie could barely feel any movement at all. It was like floating on a dream. The banks grew lower and softer, covered with moss that looked like green velvet in the moonlight. Ancient oak trees stretched their sleepy branches over the water, creating a natural canopy of leaves. "We're entering the heart of calm," River Whisper explained in the softest voice imaginable. "This is where all worrying thoughts come to rest." Everything here moved like slow motion. Even the owls, hoo-hoo, sounded drowsy and stretched out. Grandmother Willow dipped her long, graceful branches into the water, creating the tiniest ripples that looked like circles of silver light. "Welcome to the most peaceful place in the world," she whispered, in a voice like wind through leaves. The air itself seemed to sparkle with sleepiness, and Goldie felt wonderfully heavy and content, like a baby being rocked to sleep in the most comfortable cradle ever made. In this magical place, even the stars seemed to shine more softly, like nightlights turned down low. River Whisper was now moving so slowly that time itself seemed to be taking a nap. "Look around you, dear Goldie," the river whispered. See how perfect everything is when the world is getting ready for sleep. All around them, nature was settling down for the night. A family of rabbits had gathered in a circle on the soft bank, their ears drooping sleepily as they told each other gentle bedtime stories. Luna the Rabbit was finishing a tale about dancing in meadows made of moonbeams. And then the little bunny found the softest cloud to sleep on, she concluded with a yawn. The baby rabbit's eyes were already closing. Even the flowers along the bank seemed to be listening to the story, their closed petals nodding in approval. A gentle breeze carried the sweet scent of lavender and chamomile, nature's own bedtime perfume. Goldie had never felt so peaceful, so perfectly content to simply exist in this moment of pure tranquility. As River Whisper carried Goldie around one final gentle curve, they entered a place that was more beautiful than anything Goldie had ever imagined. It was a wide, still pool, surrounded by the softest grass and the most peaceful trees. The moon's reflection in the water was perfect and unbroken, like a silver mirror. This is the Dreaming Pool, River Whisper explained, in a voice that was barely a breath. This is where all good dreams begin. The water here was so still, it looked like glass. So clear you could see all the way to the bottom, where smooth, round stones lay like sleeping gems. Cattails stood guard around the edges, tall and proud, but perfectly still. Even the fish swam in slow, dreamy circles, their movements creating the tiniest, most beautiful ripples that caught the moonlight like liquid diamonds. It's the most beautiful place in the whole world, Goldie sighed, feeling completely and utterly at peace. This was better than any dream she could have imagined. It was real, and she was part of it. In the center of the Dreaming Pool, Goldie came to rest. River Whisper's current was now so gentle, it was like being held by the softest hands. This is where your journey ends, and your dreams begin, the river whispered lovingly. You've traveled through all the most peaceful places, and now you can rest here forever. Goldie felt completely perfect. Not tired, not worried, just beautifully, wonderfully sleepy. All around the pool, she could hear the gentle good nights of her new friends. Freddy's soft ribbit, Duchess's muffled quack, and Oliver's quiet good night, floating on the breeze. Even Grandpa Oak's voice seemed to whisper across the distance. Sweet dreams, little one. The stars above twinkled like sleepy eyes, and the moon smiled down like a gentle grandmother. Goldie closed her own sleepy eyes and let herself float peacefully on the dreaming pool, where the water was warm as a hug and soft as a lullaby. Good night, everyone, she whispered. Good night, whole wide world. And with that, Goldie drifted into the most beautiful dreams, floating safely on the slow, gentle river that had carried her to the most peaceful place of all. And now it's time to rest. Close your eyes and drift off to sleep. Good night. Visit Storylark.app or download Storylark on the Apple App Store or Google Play for more stories.